When someone falls in love, they tend to do crazy things. St. Francis of Assisi began to fall in love with God as a young man of a wealthy family in that small hill town of Assisi. And he did crazy things, like throwing himself into thorn bushes, asking for chastity, like embracing and hugging lepers, kissing their diseased skin, like wearing rags and renouncing the inheritance that would come to him from his family. Sometimes Francis is painted as this kind of happy flower child of the 1100s. Nothing's further from the truth. He was a bit of a terrifying personality. It was a bit shocking to encounter him. Yes, he was full of a warm love, certainly, but it wasn't always encountered with a kind of warm, comfortable affection. It would convict you. How are you living? What is your life going to be about? As this wild man went through Assisi with his parents ashamed, shocked, for a while at least, of what he was doing. Francis was responding to that wild and shocking and unexpected love that Christ had for him. Why would God come in the flesh on earth to endure the miseries and sufferings, even execution in public shame? Why would God do this? Why would God endure the insults, the blasphemy, the misunderstanding of men and women throughout the centuries, and patiently and humbly give us chance after chance to repent and believe in the good news? Because God is madly and deeply in love with you and I. God will do seemingly crazy things to draw us to him. Things that are not irrational, but they seem to not be easily explained. Just like when perhaps you fell in love with someone, maybe your spouse, maybe someone else early in life, you may think, wow, I did some really unusual things. I seem to be out of my mind a little bit, out of my infatuation with this person. Sure, over time, it tends to simmer down into a more steady stream of friendship and love, but there's that reality of we want to go above and beyond what is normal because love has no limits. Love is infinite. Love is God's very own being. Francis was wildly in love with God only because God was wildly in love with him. God pursued him. God came to him. God loved him so much to even draw Francis into that mystery of bearing the wounds of Christ on his body. He had the stigmata, a living, sacramental kind of expression of how in love God is with humanity. To be wise and learned, to be educated, does not reveal this automatically. But to be childlike is to be open to God surprising us. May this wild and beautiful and intense and surprising love of Christ reveal to us the Father, reveal to us ourselves, reveal to us that meek and humble heart of Christ that desires to give us rest and enfold us with wings of love.